You know, I have these thoughts from time to time, and I just wonder if anyone else, you know, really conjure up these same thoughts that I have. But, you know, we're finally here to talk about it. We're finally here to discuss it. You know, this is For the Love of Pottery. I am your host, Steven Simmons. Just want to let you guys know this is going to be a well-rounded podcast. We're going to cover a lot of things here, a lot of topics. I may ramble all over the place. I may mispronounce some words every now and then, but, you know, it's all good, you know, because I'm not fucking perfect, and I don't give a shit. So, anywho, let's get to the gist of things, all right? So, for starters, I just want to say welcome to 2021. I mean, you know, 2020 was a very chaotic, shifting year, and we had turmoil all over the place, and I just feel like, you know, not that this is a new start for everybody, you know, which it kind of is in a way, but it's more so, you know, you gotta start taking care of yourself, and you gotta start reevaluating, you know, what you really want to do with your life, because a lot of shit that goes on nowadays is just for internet, and it's really fucked to see how fucked up and how brainwashed society really is. It's atrocious when you really think about it. But I want to start this podcast, start the first episode off with just energy. You know, we gotta have raw energy when we're doing anything, when we're putting our best foot forward in anything. You want to give the energy that is necessary, that should be necessary, that is. And I think, personally, just my opinion, sometimes, you know, too much energy can clout us as humans. More so, say, everybody talked about, you know, how the Jupiter and Saturn and how you were able to see it visibly or whatever and all that. What if those planets exactly had too much energy, you know, stepping into our, you know, atmosphere and whatnot? And what if it really does, you know, affect the behaviors of humans, animals, insects, anything living in a way? I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm not far-fetched off this topic. Like, there has to be some sort of truth in this. But just me personally, I think, you know, we ought to be careful about all the energies we think about, you know, speaking into existence. You know, sometimes, you know, energy is exhorted in many ways, and it can take many tolls on our bodies, our minds, our souls, just anything in general, I think. I mean, you guys can always give me feedback and let me know if I'm over the top here. You know, I don't mind, you know, criticism. You know, I'm human as it is, and these are just the thoughts that, you know, ramble throughout my mind constantly sometimes. But that's my take on that. You know, I think energy is moving daily, constantly, and if we aren't careful with how much energy, you know, we're conserving, you know, it could potentially kill us, maybe. I don't know. It's something to think about. But yeah, anywho, back to the first episode of the pod. I'm really excited, guys. I've been talking about this for quite some time. I'm gonna have a couple more co-hosts. I just figured I'd put this first one out to just get a... It just felt like a good day to do it today. I got out of bed. It's been a rough couple days, you know, for family and friends and all that. But, you know, I got out of bed today, and I just figured, you know, fuck it, I'll start it today. Like, I felt like I needed to talk, and I needed to get some things off my chest. So, for starters, I will warn you, this is not a political podcast. But I mean, I will be pretty well rounded and giving my takes and everything. And I am Chicago biased. I'm from Chicago, so I don't give a fuck about what anybody else says. This is a Chi-Town pod. I am a product of Chicago. I mean, I'm gonna be biased, of course. Come on, man. Don't fuck around. But anywho, all right, let's talk about sports though, seriously. Yeah, you know, we finally got sports back. Basketball did good. Lakers won their championship, which was fucking great. You know, I really felt like the Lakers had to do that for Kobe, and they had to get that done. And now that football's about to go into playoffs, you know, those Chicago Bears. Those Chicago Bears, I tell you, man, I tell you what, I've been a Patriots fan for practically all my life. I follow Tom Brady everywhere he goes, you know, and when Brady left the Patriots, you know, I was a little puzzled. I didn't know whether or not, you know, I'd be able to carry on, you know, within, you know, still supporting them, which I do, of course. I do like the Buccaneers, but I said, you know what, maybe I should, you know, check out Chicago, see what they're doing, see how they're operating. And it was definitely an up and down season, I tell you that. But you know, they made the playoffs. We're not going to be negative. They're in the playoffs. I trust the process. It will run its course. But that front office eventually does need to be fired or something eventually. But that's another topic for a different day. Anywho, you know, it's playoff time in Chicago. I believe we play the Saints come this weekend. And I'm a little nervous. I won't lie to you. Yeah, that's all I'm going to take on that for right now. But yeah, just I'm excited for them. I'm nervous at the same time. Go Bears, go Chicago. Any fucking Chicago sports, go Bears, go Blackhawks, go Cubs, go Sox, Chicago Fire, all that. And if I'm leaving anybody out, my apologies, I'm sorry. But just Chicago versus everything else, honestly, that's what it is. But so yeah, we got football going crazy, of course. Patrick Mahomes, the reigning Super Bowl MVP, you know, he's definitely gonna make some noise for sure. I don't know if they're gonna be repeating though, and I hate to say this with all my heart, but that man Aaron Rodgers is a bad man, and he's been looking bad all season. So it could be the year of the pack for them to win, but you know, I know being from Chicago, that may be a little treacherous to hear. But you know what? Sometimes you got to hear the truth. And you know what else? This is my fucking podcast. And I can practically say whatever the hell I want. So, I mean, you know, that's that for that. But yeah, speaking of NFL players, an interesting take on Von Miller, you know, I heard not too long ago. But essentially, I saw from, you know, my social media outlets that Von Miller indeed was, for starters, let's give credible information. For starters, when his wife or ex-fiance or whomever she was, when she was pregnant, I assume, he sent out some very, very disturbing text messages. And I won't get too much into detail what it said because this isn't a gossip podcast. And I can really give a shit about rich people and how they live their lives. But I just thought this was hilarious because Twitter and other socials seem to be blowing it up. But apparently Von Miller didn't give a rat's ass about this child that she was having. And it's probably his take on children for the most part. And when you really think about it, you know, it's his personal right to really, you know, want or not want kids. You know, it's his seed. He chooses who he wants to put his seed in. So, I mean, in the case of, you know, the mother, they were probably the ex-fiance or whoever or whatever, whoever she is, they were probably saying, you know, she just wanted money from him and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, you know, that happens. It's life. It's 2021. We're not stupid. There's a lot of gold diggers around. A lot of people want a lot of people for money. And, you know, it's just a simple matter of the fact. That is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, he has that right to, you know, if he feels that way about children, then that's his take. He just doesn't want children. I don't know. I mean, not to say anybody was like, I don't know if people are crucifying him or anything. I'm sure he wouldn't give a shit anyway, but I thought that was pretty hilarious seeing all these memes and shit on Twitter just slandering, you know, Von Miller's name, you know, because he doesn't, you know, necessarily care too much for kids. Which I highly doubt. I mean, I'm sure he has kids of his own and whatnot already. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what the gist of that is, but I thought it was pretty hilarious waking up to that and everybody in a bit of a frenzy looking at that. But yeah, that's all my sports takes for the most part. I won't get too in-depth. This is the first episode. You'll see how we go along the way, honestly. But yeah, I do want to talk about music. Music is very, very important to me. Really, really gets you through a lot. I think it gets everybody through a lot in general. Music, just the sounds of instruments and anything in general. But I love all types of music, man. Hip hop, rap, rock, R&B, soul, blues. Honestly, man, anything I can listen to and hear instruments and vibe to, if it's a good sound and if it's something I can relate to or just like in general, I'm all for it and I love it. And you know, I really gotta give credit to the Joe Budden podcast. One, because it is one of my favorite podcasts. I feel like they are doing the best job, you know, as far as a podcast go. But just in general, I think I've gained a lot of, my catalog of music has been expanded to different horizons. It's insane. I can honestly say, like, from old to new to whatever you want to call it, music is essentially just that gear that really keeps me going. Like, when I'm hearing different sounds and I hear different vocals and whatnot, it just gets you curious and gets you, you know, vibing in a certain way. And you know, it's a beautiful feeling. And, you know, being a producer, a newly found producer at that, you know, hearing different sounds and different tones of everything, you know, you get the sense of, you know, music is going to be around forever. I mean, it'll change, it'll do its thing. People are going to try to evolve the sound and whatnot, but it's always going to be here. It's always going to sound the same. So I just think in general, like, you know, music is everyone's therapy. And I mean, honestly, I will talk about a lot of music this podcast, but I don't want to get too in depth on the first episode. So I want to keep this episode, you know, nice and clean, nice and short, so you can listen and get a take on a couple things we want to do here. But yeah, honestly, I've been listening to a lot of Griselda. Honestly, I feel like the Griselda takeover is upon us. Like, as far as rap goes, hip hop, like, these guys don't stop. They don't miss. They make great fucking music. I haven't heard one song off any of these guys' albums that haven't slapped or haven't hit the right way. Like, seriously, man, it's insane how much work they put into their craft and the sound, and, you know, the sound engineers that are, you know, doing their things in the studios and whatnot. It's amazing, man. The sound is just so impeccable. And, you know, if you aren't listening, and if you want to listen to real hip hop, real rap, real music, like, Griselda is definitely what you want to be listening to. I just feel like a lot of people rap about the same shit nowadays. There's you know, the same who bitch I'm fucking, or who has the most pimped out, iced out Rolly, blah, 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 same old stuff. I mean, and they are practically rapping about the same stuff too, but I mean, in a way, when it's put together, they tie their stories into it, and that's what makes it more intriguing. You want to hear what people's story is like, where they came from, what they know, and all that. And I just feel like, you know, as far as music goes, they're on a different level. I feel like they've had the hottest year in 2020. If anybody, for sure, Griselda on top for sure. I've been listening to a lot of Action Bronson. Shout out to Action. I don't know if you know. I mean, I'm sure people are aware of his catalog, but it's just Action Bronson has a sound as well that's just different. Him and the Alchemist, they just cook up whatever, you know, and it's fantastic to really hear that. But a lot of Action Bronson. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like a lot of artists. Future, Travis Scott, Kanye West is practically, honestly, I would argue he's one of the greatest producers of all time. But, you know, that's my Chicago bias, and that may be a topic for a different day, but we'll see how that goes. But I think in general, you know, Kanye West, Pusha T, Drake, Lil Baby, there's so many fucking out there. I gotta show the women some love. Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion. I'm gonna miss a bunch of, you know, hot artists that I like for sure. Kalani. There's SZA. Rihanna, whenever she puts out fucking music, although I fucking love that lady. A lot of dope R&B artists as well. Giveon. He's still fucking amazing. Regardless, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, but you're amazing. Yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot that I could, you know, get into and deep dive in on that. But, you know, this is just the first episode. I want to get the feel of everything and make sure I'm doing everything, you know, in a decent, according way. But, yeah, on from that, you'll be hearing a lot more music from the pod for sure. We're gonna do, you know, little music segments where you'll hear something and get a little taste of something. You know, I feel like I have a very exquisite music catalog, and if I can, you know, play a couple tunes to put the people on so they can really hear what's going on, you know, I'm all for it. You know, I'm here to take it to new levels. I'm all here for it. Like, this is mine. Like, I'm here for it. Like, I want all the feedback. I want all of that. Like, I want to be able to really drive this and really push this to new levels, because we as creators, we got to see the value in ourselves and see the value in the things that we do. We can't just let these higher-ups just, you know, walk all over us and whatnot. And I'm going to get a little ranty, just a little bit, and it's all right. Because this is my shit. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm just talking to you guys. I mean, I feel like this is the best time to do so. I mean, you might as well get a little perspective from a 26-year-old from Chicago. So be it, you know? It can't be that bad. But anywho, a topic I want to really discuss today is the stigma tied to opposite sexes being friends, excuse me. And personally, this conversation, well, this topic in general, really resonates with me, because I've been in so many relationships with people that have a problem with, you know, your friends, or a lot of my friends being females and whatnot. And, you know, I've always wondered if it was a me problem, because I, you know, and there's, you know, there's some stages when you don't know exactly how to really balance, you know, your friendships with, you know, your relationships. And I understand that aspect of it and everything. But it's a different type of level of something that I don't think women fully understand. Or maybe they do understand, and maybe us men are just stupid. But I don't know. Like, this is a very, you know, it's a very different topic. And it's like, you know, you should be able to be friends with whoever you want. This is just how I look at life, my aspects and my, and just how I look at it. I think in order to even be in a healthy relationship, you have to have friends. Like, me personally, I don't think you can be with somebody, one person, for the rest of your life and, you know, expect everything to be fine and peachy and whatever. Like, it's just not practical to me when you really think about being with one person every day for the rest of your life. Like, it's gonna get boring and you're gonna want to do something. I just don't feel like it's really necessary to, you know, put all your eggs in one basket, as my mom would say. And it's not even to say, you know, along the lines of not wanting to, you know, be with anybody or nothing like that. But it's like, you can't, it's not normal to, like, not have friends or not have someone else to talk to. Like, when you really get into the gist of things, like, and I think of it like, you have to have friends in any setting or whatever to make your life better, I would think. I mean, not to say you actually need them, but it's just more so, it's a plus on life, you to walk around and to know you have a friend in somebody. That, you know, it's just that, like, just a friend, no matter how ugly or attractive, you know, someone can really be. But at the end of the day, I don't know, and it could just be something I'm doing wrong, because I just feel like all my relationships have sort of had turmoil because of the aspect of having female friends and whatnot. And some of it was along the lines of not trusting the female, or, and that's what it kind of was, you know, along all the lines of my relationships. It was more so, I don't trust that girl that you're claiming that's your friend. And, you know, I look at it just like, damn, like, in reality, if we're in a relationship, we've already established trust with each other, or we should have at that point. So, I personally feel like I am a strong willed man when it comes to relationships. Mind you, I've never cheated on any of my girlfriends or none of that. I can honestly say I try to be a good man. I try, indeed. But there's just something different along the silver lining of, you know, friends being opposite sexes. I don't get it. And I mean, it could be, you know, the same with, you know, vice versa. If it was, you know, a guy being jealous that his lady has male friends. And I mean, I'm not saying, like, you know, there aren't lines. There are definitely lines that should be drawn. Yes. But at the end of the day, you gotta have trust. Like, there's no way I'd be in a relationship with somebody I can't trust. And if you seriously feel that way, then I guess the right thing to do is to leave. Yeah, but it just never really pans out in the favor, you know, of the person that was really trying to, you know, look at both sides and both fields of things. It's just a weird... We've got to stop this. We've got to... And the simple answer, honestly, is to grow up. Like, grow up. Grow
up.
Like, honestly, when I really just think about it, like, as I get older, I mean, maybe I just realize, you know, the women that I go after, maybe they just aren't fully matured, or maybe they don't have a full understanding of it. And I mean, it's fine, you know, we all go at our own paces, at our own ways. I just think it's a childish concept to really look at. Like, people have to get over that, of the notion of, you know, opposite sexes being friends and not, and got to think, you know, they're doing something. Like, there's got to be some sort of different way to view things, or some sort, or we're just going to be fucked forever. And it sucks. It's not the best. It's definitely not the best thing to, you know, really be arguing about. There's so many things that are going on in the world in itself that is just a little chaotic for us to really wrap our heads around. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think we really gotta just hold strong to, you know, the views that we, you know, stand firm with. And, you know, I tell my friends and even my family, to the extent, you know, I think, you know, it's essential. It is essential to, you know, have a friend. It's nice to have a friend. And I've always looked at it from the perspective of, you know, my friends have, you know, helped me when I've needed help the most. And not to say my girlfriends haven't at the times when I was struggling, but it's just like, you know, not to say you get accustomed to, you know, your partner helping you through things, but it's more so, you know, I think it's more so of a thing, and they get like your partner will get a little jealous, you know, because you may have so many friends that are willing to help you. Maybe they feel they don't need you. And that could as well be true. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, you really just got to have that trust and faith in your partner. And I know it's hard to really instill that. But what if, you know, you really accuse somebody of doing something, and they, the entire time, they did not a thing. Like, they were on their best behavior, and they didn't do a damn thing to, you know, make you feel any type of way. You'd feel pretty bad about how you made that person feel. And I just think, you know, as humans, we gotta look out for one another. We gotta make sure we're not just looking out for our own interests. We gotta make sure all of us are all right. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all here coexisting with each other. So, fucking coexist. Damn. Like, I'm not gonna go too much on that, but that was just my little rant on that for today. I just feel like, you know, just me personally, I've had a lot of experiences with that, and it's just, it never turns out good for the most part. Because at the end, as the end result, the guy is always the one that's left puzzled. And I think I'm a different type of guy. I look at things from a lot of perspectives, in a lot of different ways. So my mind's a lot more complex to, you know, things of that nature. But I just think, you know, trust is definitely a big factor in that. So maybe none of my ex-girlfriends trusted me. So maybe that's why I'm a single man now. But, you know, anywho, you know, as I said, this isn't a political podcast, but, you know, we have to squeeze something about politics in here. And with a new president being inaugurated in a couple of weeks, I gotta say, I wanna be hopeful that we're moving in the right direction, but I'm also worried, because America is really, you know, just full of lies. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, we celebrate and do so many things that are contradictory to our beliefs. It's insane. And I just think, you know, we really got to be true to ourselves. I mean, I'm grateful and I'm blessed to have to live in a country where you know, we have, you know, the rights of certain things and whatnot, because a lot of other places you don't have the freedom that we have. But then again, this isn't the best place in the world as it is. I mean, black people have been fighting forever. It just feels like the white man is just gonna, you know, do as he pleases. It doesn't really matter. And I mean, I just feel like with Trump being president, or, you know, getting in there, now that his term's almost done, he's gonna be around for a very long time. He's definitely gonna be in politics. He's left his fucking mark. And it feels like a travesty, you know, like, you know, you're told, you know, America's the, you know, the great land, or, you know, whatever they want to call it. And it's just, you know, the fact that, you know, this land was shit stolen from the people that were here before us. It's just like, yo, how can this even really be the sacred place or the great place? Like, come on. We're just... Anywho, I don't want to be negative. It's a new year. We want to spread positivity. And I don't want to go down that road, because that was 2020. But I will say, Biden and Harris, I'm glad you guys are in there. And I'm glad we made history. But man, please do y'all jobs. Do y'all fucking jobs. That is all I ask. And get rid of that goddamn debt. Seriously. Do something. I just... Be for the people. Be for the American people. People got to be about their word. And we got to hold people more accountable for the things that they say they're going to give us. Like, Biden walked around preaching about how he's going to get rid of student loans, or some of them and whatnot. And then, you know, I just saw a couple weeks ago, he talks about, oh, I don't think I'll be able to use executive order to get rid of those loans. Well, no one said you had to use executive order. Just get the loans gone and get it done. It's just wild to see how the media will preach out that news like that, and in a way, you know, give that false hope. You know, which sucks for the American people, because we want to be able to take that hope and be able to hold on to it, to say, you know, all right, he held his word, and word is bond. But at the end of the day, it really is a travesty sometimes to think about some of the actions and some of the things that they say and do that they don't do. But I'm hoping, you know, Biden and Harris, they do something, they look out for us, you know. You know, I just hope they do make America, you know, what it was, you know. I mean, not to say it's always been great or it was ever great, but it's just, it's not what we're in right now. This shit is horrific. Like, seriously. So I just hope they're really for us, and they really, you know, tell us, you know, right things and show us the right way and go about the right ways of certain laws and legislation and whatnot. I just hope that they do the right thing, seriously. Wow, first episode going on 34 minutes, and I didn't think I could really talk for this long. This is kind of insane. Well, okay, I'll stop there, because 34 minutes isn't a very long time. But, you know, it's just the thought of doing this alone for right now. I'm going to have, as I told you before in the beginning of the pod, I am going to have co-hosts, my buddy Jeff and my buddy Brian, two very goofy buddies of mine. But, you know, those are my niggas, and I love them to death. But you know, they'll be here eventually, and, you know, we'll eventually all be talking and get things going. I just, you know, wanted to get a first episode out so people could really hear my voice, you know, and just hear me in general, Hear me. Like, hear me. Like, I'm trying to make this great. Like, really great. And I just want all you guys to know that I'm here for you. Like, I want you guys to join me on this new audio experience. I mean, it's going to get better and it's going to get greater. And I can't wait till we get big to the point where I can, you know, really push Black excellence and, you know, help the community and the culture out, because this is what we need. We need truth. We need hard truth. But I'm really excited for the first episode. I think we did pretty good. I mean, I didn't cover, you know, half the, you know, stuff, you know, I wanted to really cover today, but I figured just to get our feet wet a little bit, we'd see what this would be all about. And it turned out to be a decent experiment. Once again, I said in my trailer, I'm a product of Chicago, and I want to, you know, shout out and represent, you know, the Black owned businesses that are in Chicago and out there. So the first business I want to shout out, if officially on the pod today, is shout out to Soul Shack. Soul Shack, if you do not know, is located in Hyde Park on about in 53rd and somewhat in Hyde Park in Chicago, in the Chicago area, if you're familiar with it. If you are not familiar with Soul Shack, get in tuned. Oh my word. You will have the best chicken and waffles in your life with Kool-Aid if you go there. It is blacker than black. I love it. Just, it is all love. It is great. Great food, great vibes, great energy. Oh, especially in the summertime. And it's just a beautiful place. Again, shout out to Soul Shack. Once again, a beautiful, beautiful company. I love, just amazing, scrumptious food. If you're ever in the Hyde Park area, I highly recommend go get some of that tasty, delicious food, man. Seriously. With that being said, I am Steven Simmons. This is For the Love of Pottery. I can be reached on all socials, practically at Even Steven. You'll find me. I'm not hard to find. I'm out here, man. The gang's still prospering. We're still doing good. We're still pushing. We're still moving. And times may be hard now, and it may be a little difficult, but we're going to push through, and we're going to keep it going, because, as you know, it don't stop. Time does not stop. It will keep going. So all we can really do is keep it pushing and keep it safe. And until next time, guys. Until next time.